Middle East and Africa.
Lebanon's army. Not so useless. For all its faults, Lebanon's army holds the country together.
In a country that has just been invaded by Israel, you might expect soldiers to be manning watchtowers. In Lebanon, they are just as likely to be spotted driving taxis. With money tight and morale low, General Joseph Aoun, the army chief, is letting his roughly 80,000 soldiers bunk off from duty several days a week to supplement their meagre wages, which have fallen to as little as $100 a month since the country's economic meltdown in 2019. This pragmatic policy has stopped soldiers from defecting completely, so they show up to work at least on the days they are not officially moonlighting. That has kept Lebanon's army functioning, even as just about everything else resembling a state has crumbled around it. Lebanon's army gets a bad rap, especially for its failure to expel Hezbollah, the Iran-backed Shia militia from southern Lebanon. Yet the leadership of the Lebanese Armed Forces, or LAF, has kept it somewhat above the fray of Lebanon's corrupt political system, allowing it to keep sectarian violence at bay in the crumbling country. As the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah intensifies, that role is growing ever more vital. The LAF has been criticised for failing to enforce UN Security Council Resolution 1701, which formally ended the war between Israel and Hezbollah in 2006. Aided by UN peacekeepers, it was supposed to force Hezbollah's fighters to abandon their positions near the Israeli border in South Lebanon and stay behind the Litani River, some 30 kilometres from the border. Yet the resolution was never fully implemented. The area remained under Hezbollah's control until Israel's recent invasion, which confirmed Hezbollah maintained sophisticated military infrastructure mere metres from the border fence. It was hardly realistic to expect the LAF to enforce the resolution. Back when it was given the task, it was battered from decades of Syrian occupation. As its capabilities improved in recent years, the powerful sectarian interest groups controlling Lebanon's political system have prevented a consensus that would have allowed it to carry it out. What 5,000 LAF soldiers in the south do not want to do, 15,000 LAF soldiers will not do, says Saleh Mashnouk, a political analyst. The LAF has largely stayed out of the latest war between Hezbollah and Israel, which has intensified following the decapitation of the Hezbollah leadership and Israel's invasion of southern Lebanon. It has withdrawn its forces from bases along the border and only patrols in certain areas with UN escorts. It has also made it clear that it does not want to be a party to what its leadership sees as Hezbollah's war, even though a handful of LAF soldiers have been killed in exchanges of fire with Israeli troops in southern Lebanon. Instead, the army has limited itself to tasks it can achieve. General Aoun, a Maronite Christian, is considered incorruptible and resistant to sectarian tendencies. Some of that reputation extends to his force. His soldiers man checkpoints across the capital and mediate in arguments between Syrian refugees and Christian landlords. Often operating like a police force, they are keeping a close eye on hundreds of thousands of displaced Shias now living in non-Shia areas. Occasionally, they fight armed sectarian groups. Those activities have kept sectarian violence at bay as the rhetoric in the country has hardened. As the war between Israel and Hezbollah continues, that role in keeping the domestic peace will become ever more vital to Lebanon's stability. The army will only ever be as powerful as the country's politicians allow it to be. Yet by the standards of the Lebanese state, it is a more respectable institution than most.